Yet another recent invention in speed management is intelligent speed assistance. Ian Johnston explains.
Now, there's a whole lot of things being developed at the minute that are really mostly assistance systems, so that they tell the driver, using GPS and all the rest of it, they can interact with the road system, they can know what the speed limit is on that section of the road, and if the driver exceeds that speed limit, the car can tell him. Some of those systems just leave it up to the driver whether he's going to take any notice or not. Some start to put upward pressure on the accelerator, so you're actually giving him some, hey, come on, fella, lift your foot off. And it's theoretically possible, in fact, it's more than theoretically possible, it's technologically possible to use a direct engine control system that just reduces the fuel flow and slows the car down. So these things are all happening. And in my view, this is the great hope for the future. Whilst I'm trying to encourage cultural change, technology is going to do it long before the culture shifts.
In its quest to improve vehicle technology, the RTA now has CrashLab, a new world-class testing facility at Huntingwood in Western Sydney. There, vehicles and roadside barriers are tested under crash conditions. The story of CrashLab started with the construction of a crash sled at Rosebery under the auspices of Tyro. Michael Griffiths explains.
That's a thing that runs on rails, and it sort of can carry a part of a car, but not a full car, and the car doesn't run on its own wheels. A crash barrier is where a full car comes in on its own wheels and can go through all sorts of different crash configurations. It might be into a concrete barrier or a pole or whatever. With the research we'd done, we had identified areas where we wanted to make mandatory improvements in vehicle safety equipment in Australia. And what we found is that we really didn't, no matter how hard we knocked on the door, we just couldn't get much done in terms of changing the Australian design rules. And the feedback I got from the then Federal Officer of Road Safety was that, you know, they weren't going to rule make. And I went to a conference in Washington, the US Department of Transportation, and I went and spoke to their deputy director who was in charge of their research and development, a guy called Michael Finkelstein, and discussed this with him. And he said that they would, you know, work with us. And we set up a deal where some of the senior people from his organisation came over and spent time with us. The arrangement was that NHTSA, so the US Department of Transportation, paid their salaries and we paid for them to come out here. After a short time, what they said was, well, they thought we needed the same program they had. They'd had a problem with rulemaking too, so they introduced a consumer crash test program, which was called NCAP, New Car Assessment Program. They were motivated to assist us to get our own NCAP program because at the time they had the only consumer crash test program in the world that was government funded. And they were always under threat from Congress to have their funding taken away because, you know, they get a strong car manufacturer lobby and they'd lobby their senators in Congress and the program was always under threat. If they could get an NCAP running in another country like Australia, then their program was going to be much more secure. So they then gave us further assistance by way of loaning us crash test dummies and various bits of equipment. And from that, we learned enough to know we really did need an NCAP program. But to do an NCAP program, we needed a crash barrier. We didn't have a crash barrier. So it was going to cost quite a few million dollars to build a crash barrier. And to run an NCAP program means you've got to buy brand new cars and prepare them and put crash test dummies in. And that is quite a few million dollars each year as well. So I waited till my boss went on leave and went and saw Bernard Fisk, who was the chief executive officer of the RTA at the time. And he really strongly believed in delegated authority. And I put my proposal to him. And at the end of my discussion with him, he said, OK, that's approved. And, you know, I suppose I'd been in his office for 20, 30 minutes. And I walked out and I said to his secretary, he just said it's approved. What does that mean? And she said, you put in your budget and you do it. And that was amazing.